Kelsey, are we all ready? I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Tuesday, November 13th. As has been our custom for many, many years, I'd like to invite everyone in attendance tonight to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first item on the agenda tonight is the approval of the executive session minutes of October 22nd.
Mayor, I've got one change.
Okay.
Third paragraph down, second to last sentence. That sentence ends organization. I believe that's supposed to read religious organizations.
Yes. I think our faith-based, I guess, maybe.
Faith-based, however we worded that.
Okay.
And then otherwise, it kills the whole thing.
And I think the same change needs to be made to the statement of closure, because at the end, under actions, it has a similar ending.
Where is that?
It's the checklist that you read that says the reason why we closed the meeting. It should say, under actions, unanimous to amend nonprofit grant policy and not award grants for FY19. I think we should include the same caveat that Councilman Goulias stated.
Okay. All right.
Do you need a copy?
Yeah.
I have it on my iPad.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Other than that, Mayor, it would change.
That's fine.
And in the first paragraph, Council Member Brittenham is left out of the attendees.
All right, so we're going to add.
I think it should be Council Member Dean Burrell moved to close the meeting, and then two lines down, it should be Council Members Elroy Brittenham,
okay,
Tom Goulias, and Zach. We're also present.
Okay. Very good. Okay. You got those changes?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. We have a motion to approve the executive session minutes of October 22nd with two corrections.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Councilmember Goulias to approve the October 22nd executive session minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Now, the reason for the executive session under the Maryland Open Meeting Act laws were three reasons. One, to consult with counsel to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. Second, to discuss public security if the public body determines that public discussion would constitute a risk to the public or to public security, and including the deployment of fire and police services and staff, the development and implementation of emergency plans. And the third reason, before a contract is awarded or bids are open, to discuss a matter directly related to a negotiating strategy or the contents of a bid or proposal, if public discussion or disclosure would adversely impact the ability of the public body to participate in the competitive bidding or proposal process.
Okay.
Next is the approval of the regular session minutes of October 22nd.
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve the regular session minutes of October 22nd by Councilman Goulias. We have a motion to, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you. And please let the record show that we have both votes were 4-0 with Councilmember Elroy Brittingham not in attendance. Number two is on the agenda is a proclamation naming November to be Municipal Government Works Month. And Laura,
you want me to read it?
Yeah, just briefly, please.
So every year, as part of our Banner City participation, Mayor and Council are asked to approve a proclamation basically proclaiming November to be Municipal Government Works Month. So Proclamation 2018-12, a proclamation of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin, Maryland, proclaiming November to be Municipal Government Works Month. The Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin does hereby proclaim November to be Municipal Government Works Month. Whereas the Town of Berlin was incorporated in 1868, and whereas Maryland is home to 156 other municipalities, and whereas municipal government represents the most responsive level of government, allowing citizens to have direct access to elected officials, and whereas in an effort to educate citizens about municipal government and the importance of their participation, the Town of Berlin is proud to promote municipal government awareness. And whereas during 2018, the Town of Berlin promoted municipal government awareness by hosting or supporting 49 community events, partnering with local businesses to provide free shuttles to several town events, collecting 141 tons of recycling so far this year, installing new wayfinding signs, receiving a safety award from American Municipal Power, issuing 46 certificates of occupancy, repairing paving and adding sidewalks on Gay Street, publishing the Berlin Bulletin Monthly, welcoming 13 new businesses. Whereas municipalities have enhanced the quality of life for their respective residents, maintaining natural and historic sites and structures, and helping to make Maryland a great place to live, work, play, and explore. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin, Maryland, hereby joins the Maryland Municipal League in declaring November to be Municipal Government Works Month in the Town of Berlin.
Thank you very much. Item three on the agenda is our local and government insurance trust representative, Executive Director Tim Aylesworth, will be talking about our law enforcement body camera grant.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Come right out and make yourself comfortable.
All right. Thank you, sir.
My name is Tim Aylesworth. I'm the Executive Director of the Local Government Insurance Trust, LEGIT, with whom the Town of Berlin has, or with which the Town of Berlin has its in property and liability insurance coverage. And thank you for allowing me to come here tonight. 9 years ago, or 10 years ago now, the Board of Trustees at LEGIT decided to look for ways to return equity to back to its membership. As it's been very successful. We started with 22 members back in 1987, and today we have 188 members, and of the 157 municipalities in Maryland, we actually insure 147 of those now. 147 of the 157, I'm sorry. So it's only 10 left that we don't insure, and along with 17 counties. But again, thank you. And one of the ways to give these grants, to give training grants and then body camera grants, the board voted 3 years ago to return $75,000 per year at $5,000 per member. And you can come back for this every year because we encourage body camera grants, our body cameras within our police department. But before I get to that and get to the presentation of the check, I'd like to just recognize the Town of Berlin for its wonderful membership in the trust. If you were to pay retail value for your insurance, it would be $105,000 per year. But because of your discounts and credits, because of your longtime good experience with LEGIT, that premium is reduced almost $20,000. So about 19.5% in fact. So I do want to compliment you on being a great member of the trust. In addition to that, you've sent 61 employees to LEGIT sponsored training over the last 5 years, and this is your second training grant. But this year, I'm here particularly for the, as mentioned earlier, the law enforcement training grant and the money set aside for municipalities. I want to compliment your chief and compliment you, the council members, for having the foresight to to allow your officers to use training body cameras. That's the wave of the future. I know there's been some resistance among counties and some municipalities, but the bottom line is, if the police officers don't have cameras, the people on the bystanders will have cameras on their phones. And so this way that you can, everyone in the command staff and us as the insurer can find out early on whether an officer or a group of officers have behaved properly and follow procedures the proper way. So again, I'd like to congratulate you, and I'd like to present a check for $5,000 to Chief Downing. And Mayor, if you'd like me to give it to you too, sir, it's up to you. It has the town of Berlin on it, not the chief's name.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Although Jeff Lee was working me tonight.
I think it seems funny to be getting a check.
I think we have. I'm glad to do that. That's what I like to do.
Josh got it.
Thank you. We say thank you very much for everything you do for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for putting me second on the agenda.
All right. Next is item 4 on the agenda, a motion to accept the nonprofit grant awards recommendation as made in the staff report. And Laura's going to take the lead on this.
The mayor and council have a tradition of contributing funding to nonprofit organizations that support the work of the community. I'd say a year or so ago, I believe it was Councilmember Tindall asked us to take a look at the process and make some changes to it. We did so. You approved that policy last year. We worked with the nonprofit organizations that had already received funding, gave them a draft of the policy, made sure they had the date that the mayor and council were going to be considering the policy, and then gave them a final version of the policy once it was approved. We held an orientation, I believe that was in June, right before the budget was adopted. Then the application period was open. We received about 9 applications. Funding totaled, in terms of requests, about $99,510, for which the mayor and council had budgeted about $30,000 in funding. So Mary worked with me on the orientation as well as reviewing the applications. Jeff helped with the review of the applications as well. Some of the organizations were not able to qualify. And you might recall the policy had an eligibility review process, or an eligibility determination process, and then an application. So we went through that process, worked fairly closely with all the applicants. Several of the applications came in and weren't quite up to where they needed to be eligible, and so I spent a lot of time calling and making sure that they understood what the requirements were. Most of them were able to move their applications from not quite eligible to eligible. What you have in front of you is a list of recommended agencies for funding. Berlin Arts and Entertainment at $6,000 for a mural. A Shirley Grace Pregnancy Center, $5,000 ongoing biweekly support for a group. They've got women with addiction, so they have a support group. The funding would be going for that. Worcester County Commission on Aging, $5,000 for the Berlin Senior Center. Worcester County Developmental Center, $7,500. This would be to fund staff to supervise clients while in the community. And notably, this is the same amount that Mayor and Council funded last year. And then Worcester County Gold, $6,500. This would be for assistance to Berlin residents in need. So it's staff's recommendation that you authorize myself to enter into nonprofit grant funding agreements totaling $30,000 for those organizations. You might recall the policy had a sample agreement and some reporting requirements attached to it. So once you make the decision regarding funding, we'll move to put those nonprofit grant agreements together with the appropriate agencies so that the scope of work matches the work that you had approved funding for, and then we'll take it from there. Do you have any questions?
Does anybody have any questions?
Just curious, are all the agencies here this evening? Are they
represented? You know, I'm not sure. I talked to everybody.
Worcester County Developmental Center, right?
Yeah. And I encourage them all to attend. So,
Mr. Gold.
But I don't know them all on site, so I can't swear for sure to whether or not they're all.
Shirley Grace.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Grace.
Great.
Worcester County Commission on Aging.
Oh, great. Okay.
Very good. Excellent.
I don't know if there's anybody from Berlin Arts and Entertainment. I can't quite see everybody. So, most of them.
Okay. Any questions for Laura? I think there's something discussed, and the reason it's a little later than usual because this was the first year that the new policy was put in effect, so we want to make sure everybody had adequate time to adjust to it. It wasn't anything momentous, but I think the first meeting with them was back in June, right?
Yeah, I believe the orientation happened in June, and then the deadline for applications was about a month after that.
So. Okay.
If there are no questions, I'd like to move to approve staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the staff recommendations to award $30,000 to in non-profit grant funding to five local nonprofits. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much.
Great, thanks.
All right, next is we have a public hearing on Ordinance 2018-08. It's an ordinance repealing in its entirety Chapter 2, Article 2, entitled Ethics Provisions, and basically put in place a new version that was passed by the state legislature the last legislature between January and early April. And it really doesn't have really any impact on us because most of the details that dealt with large municipalities and keeping addresses of elected officials confidential, which in a small town is kind of humorous. Yeah. that's fine. Whatever they need to protect them, but we're fine with whatever they need. And so this is basically, if they had gotten this to us 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, or even last early summer, we would have passed it then. It's just they finally got her. I think they went down the checklist and found Berlin. So this is why we're discussing it tonight. Does anyone have any questions regarding this or comments?
You make a motion, we approve one.
It's a public
hearing. Sorry. It'll come up next meeting, right?
Next meeting.
Okay.
Tonight is the public hearing.
So once the public hearing is
concluded.
I guess we need to ask public what they think.
Yeah, I need
to
public hearing.
Oh, sure. No problem. Okay. But I'll call a public hearing on the replacement of the Ethics Commission with the provisions passed by the state legislature. Does anyone have any comments? Okay. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed on Ordinance 2018-01. All right. Now we're on item 6.
We make a motion. We pass Ordinance 2018-01 as presented.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve Ordinance 2018-01, basically entitled Ethics Provisions. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The measure passes 4-0. Okay. Now, we have another. This is a first reading on item number 6 for Ordinance 2018-05. Entitled Definitions, and this is by adding a definition for planning and zoning of a group home. And Dave Engelhardt, our planning director, you're going to kind of explain.
Yeah, I'll give you a brief overview. With the recent approval we had for the Hope for Recovery House on Old Ocean City Boulevard, in that process we figured out we didn't have a definition in our town code of a group home. So we consulted with the town attorney, Mr. Gaskell, and staff, and we developed a definition of a group home to be included in our definition section of the town code. So the first ordinance tonight, the first reading of this first ordinance, 2018-05, states the definition. And the definition will read, a group home means a state-licensed community residential facility housing and providing habilitative services to 8 or fewer persons, not including staff, who are developmentally disabled or are recovering from drug or alcohol addiction. That will be the definition, if approved, that will go in the town ordinance.
Okay. Anyone have any questions for for Dave regarding this additional definition. I think it would be helpful because, quite frankly, we never had had an application until this year, and so it's just a basically, I guess you would call it housekeeping, to make sure that it's addressed so that when future applications come before us, there's something to go by. And the I guess the key provision is that it allows for up to eight persons to be in a group home. All righty. So the next that will follow is what, two weeks from now?
The next one it would follow that because it hinges on that definition.
Okay.
The first reading of Ordinance 2018-06. It will be Section 108-441, titled Group Homes. And that section reads, a group home as defined in Section 108-5, which is the definition we just read, may be permitted as a conditional use in the B1 Town Center District, subject to the approval of such conditional use in that district by the Board of Zoning Appeals. The area in which a group home may be permitted as a conditional use shall be restricted to the area of Old Ocean City Boulevard, east of U.S. Route 113, within the B1 Town Center District. So, in essence, it's a conditional use that would go before would be an application to the Board of Zoning Appeals to operate a group home, and it's limiting it geographically to the small area that's within the B1 Town Center District, which is east of Route 113 on Old Ocean City Boulevard, in the vicinity of the hospital, across the street from the hospital area. So it is, from now on, will be a permitted conditional use, but in that, just that small area of town.
And the current group home is there?
It lies right in the middle of it,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
The one that we just permitted for Hope for Recovery is in that district.
Okay. All right. So, again, that will come up for a vote for the council in 2 weeks.
We'll have a public hearing at our next meeting. We'll vote for it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All righty.
26.
Next is agenda item number 8, which is Resolution 2018-03. Resolution affirming that master services agreement for wholesale electric purchases and authorizing the mayor and town administrator to execute schedules and confirmations thereunder with certain parameters. And this is basically what we've been doing, but we're following a practice of renewing it annually.
It's a little bit of a change from what we've been doing.
Okay.
What we're asking you to do is restate the master agreement we have with American Municipal Power. That's worked out pretty well for the town. As part of this, we're asking for the council to grant what I call transaction authority to the mayor and the town administrator for the purposes of purchasing electric power. So the way that it's different is, assuming they approve the resolution, you and I will be able to, on behalf of the town, make electric purchases within certain parameters that are specified in the resolution, and then report back to the council once those transactions have been concluded. So it is a slight difference in the way that we've been doing business. Let me just say specifically what some of those conditions are. All purchases must be consistent with state and federal requirements. The per megawatt hour cost can be no higher than $42 a megawatt hour at the Delmarva Power Zone or closer to Berlin. The town administrator has documented evidence that competitive practices were followed, so that's a requirement. The term of the purchase can be no longer than 6 years, so can't be long in duration, and the last date of delivery can be no later than December 31st, 2026. So the current contract we have for purchase power will end December 31st, 2020. So it's right opportunity for us to start planning. We are talking to AMP, and it's important for us to be able to transact quickly because prices in the market will fluctuate, and when there's an opportunity for us to buy low, we want to be able to move quickly. This will give us that ability to time the market and make those purchases when the opportunities are low and meet the standards and the conditions that are laid out in this resolution.
Okay. know this is one of our favorite subjects, the electric utility purchase power agreement, and they've been headed in the right direction these last few years, thank goodness.
I do have something to add, yeah, I'm sorry. So the idea here is that this would be an annual authority. Every spring you, or at least we ask you to make a series of actions that I consider to be administrative in nature. We ask you to authorize the town administrator to represent the town at the Public Service Commission. We ask you to restate the attorney's contract we have for electric services. We ask you to take a look at the PJM risk management policy and restate this. So then this resolution, should you approve it tonight, would become yet another one of those administrative transactions where on an annual basis staff would ask you to reapprove it. You might choose to, you might choose not to. But that would be the way that we would do that going forward. So if you approve it tonight, you'll see it again in the spring and then every spring thereafter with those other administrative items, which you may choose to approve or not.
Does anyone have any questions for Laura or comments?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 2018-03.
All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Tindall to approve Resolution 2018-03, which affirms a master services agreement for wholesale electric purchases by myself and the town administrator. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Okay. Great, thank you.
Is 4-0. And next we'll have our departmental reports under item 9. First is Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening. I have a couple of things, an update on our audit. We have received a draft from PTS and Company. Leslie Michalik, who is the managing director for the audit, will be coming this Thursday to meet with Laura and I to go over the audit reports. After that, I will forward the draft for your review, and in December, Mayor Council meeting, PTS will come to present the audit findings.
At the first meeting in December?
December 10th.
December, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only meeting.
That's the only meeting.
Yes, thank you.
This Friday, Finance Department will be attending Fraud Conference, which is an annual conference held at Salisbury University. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions for Natalie? Next is Administrative Services Director Mary Baldwin.
Good evening. There were two events held in Stephen Decatur Park this Saturday. First was the annual fall just walk, which this is not a picture of, but we had about 31 walkers, which is about our average turnout. Mm-hmm. It had obviously, of course, turned very cold that morning after a fairly warm week. So that event was good. And following that, at 11 a.m., we had the official ribbon cutting for the brand new tennis courts. The courts are finished. They are playable. People have been playing on them. There are a few more or less cosmetic things that need to be taken care of as a punch list, but they are good. Really, really good.
Very attractive. And I think you said that Saturday that the old courts lasted 30 years, and these are approximately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody was keeping a record.
It can be a matter of interpretation. It really lasted that long, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But these were built to higher standards and with contemporary materials, and hopefully we'll have a lifespan of 30 years or more.
Well, and in the course of doing this project, we also made some improvements, the Public Works Department, Water Resources in particular, to the ground around the courts, which will hopefully alleviate some of the problems that caused the cracking and whatnot with the old courts. So hopefully we're going to be good going forward.
And we thank the Public Works Department and Water Resources and the Electric Utility for all the in-kind services, basically for all the elbow grease and expertise you all provided in addition to what the contractors did. So thank you both. And please pass that on to your folks. Okay. Any questions for Mary? Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director Jane Crider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I wanted to remind everybody that the single-stream recycling has begun at the old Rains property, which is directly next to Berlin Falls on 346. This is for residential or commercial. We do understand that there's been kind of a challenge to get some of the recycling into the dumpster, so we're getting a shorter dumpster, so it'll be much easier to get it in there. Now, I want to remind everybody, too, though, that we still will be picking up residential recycling at everybody's residence, but that will have to still be separated at this time.
But the recycling at Paul's Park does not. It just has to be recyclable material, but it doesn't have to be separated.
Yes.
Very good.
And tomorrow, East Branch Street, we are West Branch Street. We are replacing a hydrant and a valve, so the residents on that street will have their water interrupted from 8 o'clock till roughly 1 o'clock. They all did receive notices, but it doesn't hurt to remind them again.
Excellent. Does anybody have any questions for Jane?
Yes. Could you take a look at the flower bed in Henry Park? I think it needs some attention.
Okay.
Thanks, Jane.
Thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The main focus this past week, about a week and a half, has been in the downtown area installing the Christmas lights on the trees, the poles. We actually picked up the Christmas tree today, and it's down at our shop right now. And we are scheduled to set it tomorrow morning at the Atlantic Hotel. It'll have to set for about a day, and then Thursday and Friday we'll be decorating the tree. And then next week we'll be concentrating on the tree lighting ceremony. After that, that's been the main focus. Other than that, we've been doing tree trimming. We do that during the fall months. It's a lot easier because a lot of the leaves are off the trees at that point. And then we assisted the Public Works Department with bulk pickup, which we'll also be doing that tomorrow, assisting them with that. That's it.
And the night that all the town Christmas decorations will be lit as Thanksgiving evening?
They're actually lit the same day the tree is, at the tree lighting ceremony. They'll come on all at once. Now, the tree lights stay on year-round.
Yep.
The pole lights, we don't normally don't turn
on. The holiday lights will come on at the same time as the tree.
Same time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's approximately, what, six o'clock, Ivy, for that?
Do you want me to...
Well, just that same, since we're talking about it. What time?
The actual tree lighting is at 6, but the event starts at 5:30.
Okay, thank you. All right, next is, anybody have any questions for Tim? Next is Police Chief Arnold Downey.
Good evening, everyone. Just want to go ahead and advise everyone that the Berlin Police Department were participating in a no shave November or Movember. You can tell someone else is helping us out. It's an opportunity to go ahead and have public awareness on men's health issues, prostate and testicular cancer, in particular, mental health and men's suicide. So with our other law enforcement partners of Wicomico County Sheriff's Office, Salisbury City, the officers are donating the opportunity to go ahead and not shave. But the funds are actually going directly to those issues. And we ask everyone to think about the fathers and brothers that are in your lives and the men that you really care about, and advise them to go ahead and get screened and go ahead and make sure they do the regular checkups with their doctors. Tomorrow, AGH is actually doing free prostate screening. So, again, keep eye on Facebook. And for the rest of the month, let's go ahead and think about men's health. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the chief? All righty. Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a couple of items. I'm sure a lot of people are aware there was a fire at the Apple Discount Drug over the weekend. I spoke with the fire marshal's office. Normally, they'll contact me and tell me if I have to condemn the building. There's no need for that, according to the fire marshal's office. There's kind of a false roof above the actual structural roof. And the Apple Discount Drug, the logo that used to blink, the Apple, is what actually caught the fire. It was electrical fire. But they had mostly water damage now. I haven't been in the building, but the fire marshal, when I spoke to him, said they'll be assessing it over the next day or two by
visiting the site, and I'll probably accompany him. They are operating only through the drive-through, so the public knows. Mm-hmm. People aren't shut out of their prescriptions. They have permitted the staff, the pharmacists and those staff, to work the window and keep doing prescriptions. They suggested to the public that if they had, this is Apple drug, new prescriptions, or they needed to see a pharmacist to see their Fruitland or their Snow Hill location. But business as normal if you're picking up prescriptions or dropping them off at the drive-thru window. So really no structural damage to the building. It was more water damage from putting out the fire that came down through the false ceiling inside. Next item, the Planning Commission meets tomorrow for application for site plan approval at the former Taylor Bank building out there at the what we locally call the Ames Plaza, out in front of Tractor Supply. It's for a barbecue restaurant, entertainment venue. And that's got a good presentation, what they gave us as a packet. So that'll go before the Planning Commission tomorrow night at 6 p.m. if anyone's interested. We always welcome public participation. And the last item I have, next Monday and Tuesday, Town Administrator Laura Allen, Ivy Wells, and Megan Fowler from Jane Kreider's department will all be attending the Maryland Climate Leadership Academy out at Chesapeake College. This is to work towards getting a certification on climate change and how it affects the town and the region and sea level rise, all those related topics. So we're looking forward to that.
Thank you. Any questions for Dave? All right. Thank you. Next is Managing Director Jeff.
Mayor, we've got Ivy here. We weren't sure. I wasn't supposed to be here. My meeting ended early in Baltimore, so I was able to make it.
Okay, good. Well, since you're here, why don't you just share with you now?
Thank you. As Tim said before, we're in full Christmas mode right now. We start planning Christmas about 4 months, yep. 4 months ago. The tree will get set up tomorrow. We are expecting the rest of our decorations to arrive by mail, hopefully, so you can decorate Thursday and Friday. It may get pushed back till Monday or Tuesday. We just have to prepare for that. Friday's event, the annual tree lighting and holiday open house, the shops will stay open that night a little bit later, probably till 8 or 9 o'clock. We will have the road closed all the way past Finn's. And ice carving sponsored by the Ocean Downs Casino. A lot of our new Christmas decorations that we purchased were made possible by a generous donation by the cornhole tournament that Burlington Tavern had for us during Oktoberfest. And tomorrow and Thursday and half of Friday, I'll be in Cambridge for the annual Maryland Tourism Summit. And then next Monday and Tuesday, I'll be at the Leadership Academy with Dave and Laura and Megan. And then also Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and our hashtag, our theme this year is Shop Small, Give Big. So if all the shops are encouraged to use that hashtag, and we have all kinds of fun events that I'll announce at the next meeting for Christmas. I don't want to get too far ahead, but believe it or not, Thanksgiving is next week.
Great.
That's it.
Any questions for Ivy? Right. Well, one thing we did, we had a number of folks sent them each a letter who volunteered for helping with a video that Comcast put together. It's about a 4-minute video promoting the town of Berlin, emphasizing hospitality. And that will be posted on the Berlin Main Street website. They were very cooperative. They really enjoyed coming to the town. Surprise, surprise. It's always a pleasant surprise when the folks who haven't been here come for the first time. And so I hope that you all have a chance to look at the video. It's and we thank all the folks who made that possible. Some of these folks that could go into marketing as backup career anytime they wanted. So thank you. And next, Jeff Fleetwood, our managing director.
Two quick things, Mayor and Council. Tomorrow, I get the have some fun, as I call it. I'm attending the environment with the environmental studies students that have been here multiple times to do a workshop with those folks on resume preparation and things of that nature. So I truly enjoy doing that. And then on Friday, Dave Wheaton and I are heading to Easton to the Lower Shore Safety Council meeting.
Very good. Excellent. Does anyone have any questions for Jeff? All right. Thank you. And next is our town administrator's report.
I don't have anything to add. Thank you.
Okay. I don't have anything to add either. Is any comments from the council?
I have nothing.
Okay. All righty. Is anyone here that's in attendance tonight have anything they wish to address or concerns to share with the council? If you do, it's done this way every meeting, since we have more people than usual, a few more, is just, if you like, just raise your hand, I'll recognize you, and if you'll state your name and just your street address. And if you haven't had the opportunity, we ask that you sign in. If you haven't already, just sign in on the way out. That way it's for our public records, which we obviously want to be transparent and complete. So does anyone have anything they wish to address with the mayor and council tonight? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if I just stand here.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just want to, my name is Sandy Sipes. I'm with Worcester County Gold, and I want to share our appreciation with your support that helps us to help the residents here in the town of Berlin. And we appreciate so much what you're doing with the financial assistance. And as I mentioned in the grant request, not only do we do financial services to meet emergency basic needs, but we partner with David Gaskell and the Worcester Bar Association for 265 turkey meals. And then we also do, you're probably aware of Helping Hands for the holidays. And last year we served over 800 children and 68 vulnerable adults, several here in the town of Berlin. So thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to address the mayor and council? Yes, ma'am.
Carol Rose, 307 and Drive. I'm here for myself and also as chair of the Historic District Commission. It's come to my attention that property at 114 North Main Street has applied for a Class B liquor license. The hearing is on Monday. When the owner of that property came to the Historic District Commission, we were informed it was a retail shop with clothing and so forth. And as a citizen, I do not think that we need a bar on Main Street. We have a lot of restaurants. They all have bars. Sisters across the street has a wine bar. And I'm just here to say that I don't think it's necessary. And if anybody else feels that way, the hearing is this Monday, the 19th, at 1:10 p.m. in Snow Hill.
Right. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir. And even though all of us know your name and address, please. Yes.
Ernie Girardi, 9 Bay Street. I also agree with Carol. We have 6 restaurants that offer liquor service. 5 of those have substantial offerings of food. I think to permit liquor with all of our retail is inappropriate and unnecessary in our town. I don't think it really blends well. Just think that every retail store starts selling liquor. It would be very inappropriate, and unless they have some kind of a special occasion, I think we should definitely limit it, frankly. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Shay Wise. I'm from the Worcester County Commission on Aging, 01029 Ocean City Road. But I just wanted to thank you all so much for your assistance. We are excited. We just started this new program in Ocean Pines called Community for Life, and we're excited. We've had quite a few calls from people in Berlin asking for these services, such as transportation and handyman services.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Jeremy Blackford. I am speaking in agreement with Carol and Ernie about the proposed liquor licensing going into a retail store. I agree with them. I think another liquor license in this town, an already saturated town that has liquor license, would be just not needed. It's not something that this town needs. We have restaurants, cafes, brewery that can sustain the need and want for people to consume alcohol. I think having another outlet is just kind of overdoing it. It's overkill. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone? Yes.
My name's Kim Holloway, 107 Davis Court, Berlin. I am speaking as a resident, not as a business owner, and I... with much respect to the proposal that could come, because I am a patron of those businesses, I think that we need to really get a handle on our streets and what happens after our events close down. I work out of town, and I come home many evenings after events in town, and I am seeing a lot of things I don't like to see after events have closed. I've seen public urination in between newspaper boxes. I've seen a lot of raucous behavior. And I don't see anyone around but those people that are having that inappropriate fun. I think that we have plenty where we are at this point, and if we get much more into this, I think we're going to really start to expose ourselves. And I'm just really not happy with some of the things I see when I come home from work at night and live in the town of Berlin. So I would have to oppose it as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Nicole Brush Miller at 103 South Main Street. Just in regards to the recent comments about 114 North Main Street, I would encourage people to talk to the owners. It is my in-laws looking to open this business.
Hey, I can't quite hear you back. It's all right.
I would encourage everyone to talk to my family members that are looking to start this business, because I think what public perception is versus what the vision for this business are not the same thing. I fell in love with the town of Berlin several years ago. I remember coming with my family, saw you, Mayor G, with your top hat on at the Christmas parade, and I was like, this is a great town. I can't wait to live here. And ever since then, I really am happy to be a part of this town. It is a small town, and I don't know why communication stops and has gaps, but I would encourage everyone to talk to the owners and stop by. As you can see, it is a retail store. Their purpose is to give more of an experience of travels and adventure. They bring back cool merchandise and also some crafted drinks that they may see in their adventures for an experience. But as far as a type of place that you're out till 2 in the morning doing shots at, not that type of place. As far as, you know, if there is a retail shop where women can shop and have wine, why can't it be an experience for men to do the same? So we should have an open conversation and not behind doors through communication. That's just not prosperous for a small town like this. So please reach out to me before you really make a decision.
I have a question. Excuse me.
Mayor, if I may ask,
Nicole, I just a quick question. Is there a number that's best for people to reach out? Because I don't know if some people know how to reach in, some don't. I mean, I'm just asking.
So we're in store daily. Okay. I've got my mother-in-law, Hannah Morningstar, our retail manager. They're there trying to open it up for next week. As you can see, there's merchandise in there. So stop in, they'll be there. I'm knocking a number.
Give an email address,
and then they can call you back.
Like
Berlin at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. All right, next.
Mayor, may I speak again, please?
Yeah, yes,
it's
yes.
Carol Rose, may I speak again?
Yes.
See, they shouldn't be talking to each other. They should be talking to
this. Excuse me. it is a mayor and council meeting. So if you would speak up, stand and speak, because, you know, I'm glad to see civil and polite conversation is important. But at the same time, this is a public meeting, and everything that's said is for the public record. So if you have something, stand up and speak and identify yourself, and it'll be just fine. Yes, ma'am. And any other comments?
Yeah, one thing. Yes. Could you ask the town attorney to briefly describe how the process works to get a liquor license?
Yeah.
They understand the onus isn't on us.
What I want to explain to everyone is that they have a hearing on the 19th at 1:10 p.m. before the Board of Licensing Commissioners in Snow Hill. That board decides whether to or not to issue a liquor license to this establishment. The mayor and council do not decide that issue. And what needs to be, what the applicant will need to show, among other things, is that there is a public need for a license at that location before to that board, because that is the legal standard that that board must decide is met before it can issue a license. So anyone who has a who has an interest in it, I would urge you, if you feel strongly about it, go to the hearing. It's 1:10 p.m. in the County Commissioner's Building on Monday the 19th.
And again, the town's responsibility is in things like a certificate of occupancy. It's to make sure that the requirements of fire marshal has his responsibilities, and our planning director has the responsibilities to make sure the standards that the town has set and have been, you know, enhanced and tweaked over many, many years are also followed. So, but that's the town's responsibility. The liquor license board of commissioners, that they basically rely on the recommendations of the county fire marshal, and so there's two different levels of standards there, but the license itself is granted by the board of license commissioners, which is a Worcester County board, and the town is responsible for making sure the square footage will accommodate the uses that are being proposed. And all those conditions have to be met before the business is a business. So I think that's the best explanation I can give. Yes, sir. Yeah, you speak up, Brian.
Brian Rushmiller.
Thanks.
103 South Main. I'd just like to say that I believe in abundance, and that there's enough for everyone. Anything that we do in the town of Berlin is to benefit the town. By no means do we think that trying to take a piece is going to hurt somebody else. I'd just like to say that more is better, and we are a town of tourism. We like to promote things that bring people to our town. We're a very seasonal town, and there are many people that work in the food and beverage industry that benefit from tourism. So this is all by means to increase tourism and to increase the people that drive down our streets and walk down our sidewalks and shop in our shops and see our wonderful town growing.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Yes, ma'am.
I just want to be clear about my comment that I made, because
if you don't mind me repeating it, I'm just going to be keeping
it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Because I know Nicole had said something about 2 o'clock in the morning, and this was my witnessing of good things have been from town events. This is not from bars closing and people drinking shots till 2 a.m. This was after Fiddler's Convention. This is after Christmas Parade. It's those things. This is not at 2 o'clock in the morning. And again, I'm a fan and a patron of all these to this back row. But that is what my concern is. It's not about how many licenses we get. It's about if we're going to give these licenses, we've got to get control of our streets, and we've got to get control of our people, and we've got to get control of what happens, you know, when these businesses shut down at night.
And I would encourage you to, I know it wouldn't, that may not be convenient the night when you're coming back from work, but if you simply give our police department a heads up, they're very much into community policing, but they can't address things they can't see.
Right.
So, you know, just encourage it.
When you're taking a leak on your way to your car, and by the time you get across 113, you get to the police station, it's sort of a moot point. So I know.
But at least they can be aware, and they can certainly
call. Yeah, I used to be able to go right to that door by the bathroom, so you go and yell and say, hey, I saw a drunk guy in the snow one night, and I think I saved his life doing that. So.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else wish to address the mayor and council? Yes, sir.
My name is Mark Servo. I live at 103 Cheryl Avenue. I am the board president for the Worcester County Developmental Center, and I just want to thank the mayor, the council members, and the town of Berlin for supporting our group, supporting our clients over the years that we've been around. Appreciate everything that you guys do for us.
We appreciate what you all did. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Yes. Yeah. Any other comments or questions? Already? Do you have any questions from the press? All approved?
Aye.
We stand adjourned. Thank you so much for your patience and attention.
What should shut her down for?
See you in 2 weeks.
Somebody kicked me.